But let's get to last night. It was a good way to spend your 150th, Richo, with a really convincing win over a premiership contender. He's been there and done that a couple of times now. He's a star down back for the Tigers and one of the better redheads in the competition. You know, we always defend our own here,
stick Richo. Together,
we have to stick together. Nick Flosten, welcome.
G'day, boys.
150 last night, a nice way to celebrate.
Yeah, it was. Brisbane are a very good team and they've been in some pretty good form, so it was almost an 8-point game, I reckon, and, it's good to get the chocolates.
Hey, Nick, congratulations on your 150th and played really well last night. But, gee, your back six is looking good at the moment. A few players out, obviously, Hawley and Dave Asprey, but some of the younger players have stepped up, and I'm talking of Noah Bolter and Liam Baker. He's just a natural footballer. You must be wrapped with those two.
Yeah, definitely. It is a little bit of a different look back line, I suppose. We've been pretty settled for the last couple of years, and then with Ranchi's retirement earlier and now with Dave and Basher out, the young boys have had to stand up. But, even with Derek, he's been playing VFL in the back line for the last couple of years and just knows the system really well. So we're really confident with him. And Bolter's kind of been thrown around all over the ground just trying to find him a spot in the senior side. And, with Dave going out, he's been thrown back. And, he's been pretty fun to watch.
He hasn't really been beaten, Nick. He's been really consistent. Has that surprised you a little bit how quickly he slotted into that role as the big key defender?
A little bit. He didn't spend too much time with us over the Christmas and the off-season, just learning his craft and all that, because he's just been kind of thrown around everywhere. But, he's just such a beast. He's so strong. His closing speed's amazing. And, if he switched on mentally, I don't think you can beat him in a one-on-one. So, it's just about consistency for him, and he's playing some really good footy at the moment, which is really exciting.
Hey, Nick, a lot of us in the media and former players are talking about short turnarounds. You guys had a six-day break coming up against the team that had a four-day break, and your turnaround now is pretty quick. You've got Port Adelaide in Adelaide on Saturday night. Have you noticed the difference, or will you prepare for games differently, or do you think players are going to accept the fact that they'll go into other games sorer than usual?
I had last week off, so I was nice and fresh last night. But, the four-day break, I know with the games a little bit shorter, you still get the bumps and bruises, but you just don't get that fatigue, I suppose, that sets into your legs, and even a couple of days you're a bit sore. So, talking to most of the boys, everyone feels pretty fresh today. Tomorrow we'll just have a light run around, and then the same on Friday, and then fly down there on Saturday morning. So it's almost a good thing. You don't really train, you just play. So we're looking forward to it.
I was just going to say, it's probably different to what you've had before, but the not training midweek, there'll be some players that love it, I assume.
Yeah, the players who dominate on games and kind of try and hide during training. So, we'll see how it goes. It's a credit to Burgie and Dimmer getting us ready again. So, it should be fun.
You would have known a few of those, Richo. There's a few at every club that just don't really like the training aspect and would prefer to just play.
Well, that's what you do. You play footy to play footy, not train. So I'm with you there, Nick. Hey, so tell us, Nick, you've won two out of the last three premierships, and obviously you've been a big part of those. People are saying Richmond are building again nicely this year. Where do you think you sit as opposed to 17 and 19?
It probably feels pretty similar to last year. We had a lot of injuries early and just tried to kind of hold on through that middle patch and then hopefully get some stars back later on. But, this year the fill-ins have actually been playing probably better than everyone else. Like, Bolt has been amazing, Derek as well, and Shea in the middle of the ground. I don't think you're going to get him out of there anytime soon. So, it feels pretty similar to last year in an unfamiliar year, I suppose, with everything going on. But, you just got to be playing good footy at the right time of the year. We managed to do that in 17 and 19. So, hopefully things click even more coming into the back end of the year.
Yeah, Shea Bolton's been outstanding. And has he sort of taken a bit of the Edwards sort of role? I feel like he's really connecting up the midfield and the forward line well.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot forward in previous years. And then he's kind of just built his tank to an amazing level over the last off-season. So, with the injuries that we've had, he's just got more and more time in there, and him out of the centre bounce was pretty special last night. So, that's another X factor come the year, and then Marlon's playing, getting better and better as the year goes on as well. So it is exciting watching the brothers up there.
Dusty's getting moving as well. Some of his kicking last night. Do you ever sit back and go, how did he make that kick?
Yeah, he's pretty talented. Sometimes you do hold your breath a little bit though, because sometimes they don't come off, and as backs you're sprinting back to go the other way, but 9 out of 10 times they do come off, so yeah, he's lucky we're on. He's on our side.
We're speaking to the two-time Premiership star defender at the Richmond Footy Club, Nick Floston, 150 games last night. Hey, Nick, give us a positive and a negative about the hub, if you could, from your perspective. One thing that you just annoyed that you don't have access to or you'd prefer to, and one thing that you've thought, geez, I don't mind this part of footy.
The weather and just being constantly around the boys, it's pretty fun. And then one thing I miss about home, my missus and my dog, they couldn't come up because, well, my dog couldn't come up, obviously, but my missus had work back there, so she couldn't get up here. But yeah, and just with things and the way they are back in Melbourne, we probably can't do much back there anyway. So we're fortunate to be up here in the AFL, and the Queensland government has given us that opportunity. So yeah, that's pretty much it. We still get to play footy, so that's one big positive.
And your dog, what was your dog's name? He, mate, he was a star on Instagram yesterday.
That's right.
Wishing
you
a happy 150th.
That was bloody embarrassing when Missy put that up. So.
Have you?
That's Taz.
Taz.
Okay. Well, there you go. You miss Taz. Mate, do you miss, I know you love getting down the coast down to Torquay and having a surf. Are you able to go surfing up there once you're out of the quarantine period, which you are now? Are you allowed to grab a board and go and have a surf or not?
Yeah, we are. It's considered exercise. So, yeah, it's pretty lucky. The water's been warm as up here and there's been some good waves. So it's kind of hard timing it with the short turnaround. You don't want to go out and cook yourself. And I'm not too good in the sun anyway. So I've got to try and time it early mornings or late arvos. Just so I'm nice and fresh. So, yeah, I have been really fortunate to get out a couple of times. Young Hugo Ralph Smith surf as well. So I've been going out with him just a little bit.
Okay.
Beautiful. Now, we've got to clear something up, Nick. Sam McClure once...
No.
Sam McClure just told me off air that he once gained access to the Richmond Football Club car park because the security guy thought he was Nick Floston.
I didn't say anything.
Have you ever
really?
Have you ever been mistaken as Sam McClure out and about?
No, but at Paul Connor's Christmas party, we did get a photo together just for the similarities. So it has been thrown around a little bit.
Strong similarities. Anyway, we'll get back to footy. Hey, Nick, congratulations on 150. You've been a star for that footy club for a long time now, and you showed that in spades last night. I think we're all hoping that the Tigers are there towards the end of the season. So good luck, and hopefully you get to see Taz pretty soon.
Yeah, too easy, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nick.